Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some developments here on the state side. The Assembly Republicans knifed the state and its people by voting to set aside Governor Evers' mask mandate. But Tony Evers foxed them. What he did was he put in a new mask mandate. That's good to something like, 6 weeks or so, March 20th, something of that nature. And now they got to start it all over. So every time they try to knife the state, that's what's going to happen. We're going to go to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Hello. I have an anecdote for you about a T-shirt that I wanted to share. It has a couple political implications to it. And once upon a time, when the band Pink Floyd showed up at the stadium, and so there were like seemingly millions of people that went to that to worship them. But anyway, I had become a punk rocker at that time, age 28 or 9, which is a little old for punk rockers, but bottom line is I had gone to some shows here locally, yeah, punk rock shows, and I had fun. And those kids may look icky with their mohawks and
yeah, I know.
And so forth.
Let's tie this, if we can, because I love your comments when you call. Tie this into some politics, what's going on right now.
So what I did was, on that day, I went down to a local T-shirt shop and had a T-shirt made up that said F Classic Rock. And this was part of the punk movement because they were retaliating And then on the back, it said the same for oldies. Well, the one thing about oldies is back when those oldies were out, people weren't sitting around listening to the same oldies. Anyway, so I got this T-shirt made, and the guy asked me, well, what's your problem with classic rock? And I just told him, I'm tired of the same old sh-. And so they made the T-shirt. I go down to the Walgreens, which used to be...
Well, you know, the Spanish have a saying called para gustos hay colores, which means... for taste their colors. And I'm with you, and I love music. I do love classic rock, I gotta say. I love the 50s and the 60s. I love the Big Bopper. You know, I love Buddy Holly. I love the Beatles and the whole schmear. But this business of a T-shirt, and I'm glad that you had that experience before, we are going to be giving them away on Devil Radio, won a show. I'm hoping that you win it next time. I think it'll we'll keep on with the third caller. Dave, thanks a lot for calling in. Wes of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wes?
Good morning, Matt. I am well, thank you. I wanted to call in. There's a bit of trouble brewing with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They're ignoring Biden's executive order to review the Trump delisting. And I just want to let the readers know that this is something very important. And as you know, Wisconsin has had its own issue with wolf hunting.
Yep.
In some cases, they use dogs, which is basically...
No, I understand. So the thing is, you think there's going to be a wolf hunting season now? Is that it?
No, I'm not. Well, it depends, because what it boils down to is what Biden does with the Fish and Wildlife Service, because they're ignoring his order to take a look at the wolf delisting.
Right.
So instead of complying with the process, they asserted in a letter signed by Gary Frazier, the Assistant Director of Ecological Services, that the Trump administration rules removing Endangered Species Act protection from
right.
gray wolves.
Here's the deal, Wes. I think what you're raising is a great issue. The two things about wolves that really bother me are trapping. Animals get caught in traps and they suffer. And then on a wolf season, I'm with Biden. You know, I'm with the Democratic scientists, not the Trump scientists. So what I would
exactly
would, thank you for raising the issue on wolves. And what I would do, anybody listening who cares about this issue, and Wes does, I do, and a lot of people do, call your congressman and just flat out say, we want the Fish and Wildlife Service to control, and we want Trump appointees out of there. And if the rank and file isn't going along with the program, put new leadership in, and we want Biden's people to do it. Wes, thanks an awful lot for calling and really appreciate it. Anyway, back to Evers' mask mandate. So I watched some of the debate and some of these Republicans, and they are so, they're so smug about being gerrymandered. You know, we have, they have something like 47% of the legislative votes around the state, but they have 2/3 of the legislature. Do whatever they want. They get up there snarling. Some of them snarl. They look like a bobcat or a cougar or something. They snarl and they go, well, this is all about Evers and power. No, it's not about Evers and power. It's about saving lives in Wisconsin. And the truth of the matter is that masks are something that are a national, they are a national standard, a protocol of safety. It's not a big deal. Republican governors like DeWine of Ohio and many others have mask mandates. No one says anything. In this state, these gerrymandered Republicans are sick. They are sick people. They're sick puppies. They are strange rangers. And all they are doing is injuring the state to try to score political points. It's beyond that, guys. It is beyond that. It is beyond that. But that is the situation. The assembly voted. The assembly voted to get rid of the mask mandate of Evers. Remember something, it was going to cost a little over $49 million a month, $50 million in food benefits and other welfare programs for people that are out of work and are hungry. And are hungry. That's $600 million a year. And this is the Republican Party that turned down $1 billion in Medicaid money of our taxes, $1 billion in train money of our taxes. They turn everything down. That's what they think conservative is. They screw the taxpayer, and then they give Foxconn, a Chinese company, $4.5 billion. All right, you're a Republican? Really, out there? You're a Republican? What kind of Republican are you? What kind of Republican are you? The Republican Party cannot be trusted with money, with taxpayer money. They squander it. Their donors steal it. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Okay, some other good developments. Joe Biden gave a very, very important foreign policy speech yesterday. We're going to hit some of it throughout this show. But one of the things he did that's very important is he ended our support for the Saudi Arabian bombing of Yemen and the war in Yemen. What is the war in Yemen all about? You ever been to Yemen? I've never been to Yemen. I wouldn't go there right now. It's pretty dangerous. Really comes down to an interreligious struggle in Islam. The Saudis are Sunni Muslims. What that means is they follow the thought that when the prophet passed away, his son-in-law should take over. The Iranians, who are the proxy fighters in Yemen, are Shiites, and they follow the doctrine that the grandson of the prophet should have taken over. That's what this whole thing's all about. 90% of the planet who are Muslims are Sunnis, 10% Shiites, and the Houthis, the rebels in Yemen, are Shiites like the Iranians. And we are giving Saudi Arabia and selling to Saudi Arabia a lot of very, very lethal weapons. They just bomb. They bomb schools. They bomb hospitals. They bomb kids. And Joe Biden has said no more. We're not doing it anymore. It's not in the interest of the United States. It's not in the interest of the United States. He's absolutely right. And he is putting a stop to it. Now, it's very, very important. I want to caution everybody to manage our interests in the Middle East. Israel is the only functioning democracy in the Middle East. It is our ally. Very, very similar cultural traditions. And it is our principal ally in the area. We have other allies like Jordan. It's a fine country. And the Egyptian government has sided with us from time to time. The Saudi government is really a pathology. It's split between the royal family and the Wahhabi fundamentalists who are exporting terrorism into Europe. You have to be very careful over there. Some people say, well, good, Biden will end the war in Yemen, and that means that Iran will get cozy with us on the nuclear deal. I do not trust Iran. I do not trust them. We do not do this in Yemen to benefit Iran. We do it from a humanitarian point of view that we don't bomb kids. We don't bomb schools and hospitals. Iran will cheat. It's in their culture. They do nothing but denounce America in the streets, death to America. They denounce Israel. They denounce the West. It's a pathological culture. It has got to be brought into the modern era. Got to be brought into the modern era. They have a special conceit. They're not Arabs. They say they're Aryans. That's why they named their country Aryan, Iran, Aryan. They say they're Aryans. And they get into racial wars and religious wars over there. I don't want to go on and on with all this. The short version is we're not going to be bombing hospitals and kids. Our weapons are anymore under Joe Biden. And Joe's a very experienced guy. He was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for many years. There's nobody more experienced in foreign policy than Joe Biden, and he is doing a very good job. Very glad to see what he is doing. One other development that is very, very favorable. Biden will also mail masks to everybody in the United States. And really, when you think about it, it's not a large expenditure and it's common sense. And why didn't this occur to somebody earlier? Well, the reason it didn't is Trump was president. That's why, and he wouldn't wear a mask. And he made fun of masks and he denigrated people and he insulted them. And as a result, we've lost hundreds of thousands of people dead that we didn't have to. But you're going to get masks. Now, you may think, okay, I wear a mask, I can get a mask. Some people don't know where they can get a mask. Some people can't afford any kind of mask. And they walk around without masks because they don't have them, or they stick a scarf around their mouth or something. I think it's a great idea. Mail masks. Get people used to wearing them. And as we get the vaccines ramped up, and as we get more and more people wearing masks, because everybody wore a mask, we'd save, I think it was 50,000 deaths just in a very short period of time. Get them used to wearing masks. Joe Biden is going to be sending masks, mailing them out. You know, how many pieces of governmental mail do you get? Quite a bit. In one way or the other, you get quite a bit of governmental mail. But one more piece with a mask in it would be one of the best investments we can do. And I was very glad to see it because it walks the walk as well as talks the talk. Joe Biden is taking care of a lot of business and he hasn't been present more than a couple of weeks. Really doing a good job. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.